This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second straight night. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a short rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least 24 injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, expected to step down in the coming days. According to a report in the New York Times Sunday, Coats has clashed with the president over Russia, Iran, and North Korea, among other issues. A source told Reuters news outlet that the president is considering Republican U.S. Representative John Ratcliffe to replace him. A top House aide is defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman in the city of Baltimore.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thompson.